Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Mem Gimel. We're on page Gimel, the page following page 4. Siman Reish Mem Gimel is Din HaMaskir Sada U'Merchatz La'Eino Yehudi, the halacha of renting out a field or a merchatz to a goy. We're going to start with the Mishabura, who gives a little introduction before we read the Mechaber. The Mishabura says, Dayu Shano Sheshlosha Chilukim Yesh. There are three Chilukim, there are three cases, three categories. Echad Hu Arisas, one is Arisas, which we call a sharecropper. Shesocher Le'enu Yehudi, that you hire a guy, Shiyasa HaMalacha Basada V'Merchas, that he's going to do the Malacha in the field or in the bathhouse. The Haruvachim O'Aperos Yachloku, and the profits of the bathhouse or the peros of the Sada, they're going to split equally. So there, the guy is going to get a certain percentage. That is an arisus. Hasheni Huschirus, the second category is a rental. She'eno Yehudi Nota Kol Haruvachim O'Aperos, where the guy is going to take all the profits or all the fruit. V'nosein LiYisrael Avur Sadeu U'Merchatzo Dover Kotzav L'Chol Shana. And the guy is going to pay the Yisrael because of the field or the merchatz that the guy is using, a set amount for each year. So that is schirus. You're renting it out to him. He gets all the profits, he gets everything, and you get a certain amount per year. Hashnei chilukim elu, these two categories, arisus and schirus, mutarim besada lagamri. They're totally mutter when it comes to a sada. Uvemerchatz rak medina. But when it comes to a merchatz, it's also mutter, but only me'ikra din. And the reason why it's mutter is the Eino Yehudi Adayti the Nafshi of it. In both these cases, the guy is really working for himself. By the schiris, he paid you a set price, let's say for the year, and now he's working for himself to make more profits. The arisos, you're splitting the profits. So he's not working for you, he's working for himself to increase his portion of the profits. So why by a merchatz do we say it's only medina? Because elo shechachomim osru elu shnei hachilukim b'merchatz mishum aris ha'ayin. So even though it's totally mutter by a sada, by a merchatz really it's also mutter, but the chachomim asr these two categories because of maris ayin. Mipnei shen nikres al shmo, because the merchatz is called on shmo of the Yisrael. V'yavo lechoshto sha'usa b'shlichuso. And people are going to come to suspect the Yisrael that the guy is working there as his shaliach, and that is forbidden. However, the third category is called kablonus. Dahainu sheyu kol harivachim liYisrael. Kablonus is where the guy is working; all the profits go to the Yisrael. Rak sheYisrael no sein le'enu Yehudi davar kotzav l'chol shana avur pu'laso, and the Yisrael is just paying the guy a set amount per year for his work. So that's really working for the Yisrael. Zehu vaday aser medina b'merchatz. That is for sure. Aser even the ikar adin by a merchatz to have the Eino Yehudi shlucho shel Yisrael, because in this case the Eino Yehudi is simply a shliach of the Yisrael. He is a paid worker. He's getting paid per year, and he's working. All the profits made go to the Yisrael. The Yisrael nenem melech Shabbos, and the Yisrael is getting hanah from work that is being done on Shabbos. The imlo yase yom echad, because if it's a kablonus and the guy does not work one day, yafsid haYisrael revach oso yom, the Yisrael loses out on the profits of that day. The alkein, and therefore, in minag rov anshe hamakom, if the minag of most of the people in a place is lahaskirum o litnum barisus, is to do the first two categories, which is schirus or arisus, kemavur v'sibbeis, like we'll see in v'sibbeis, so chazer lios hamerchatz kesada. Then the merchatz will go back to having the same din as a sada, and that is shnei chilukim rishon and mutter. The arisas and the schirus will be mutter, v'achaluka hashlishes aser, and the kablonos will be aser. So the only reason why the merchatz is different than the sada is because of maris ayin. But if there wouldn't be maris ayin, that would be factored out, because the way of giving out the merchatz to the guy would be in the same way as you give a sada, so there would be no marasayin, so then a merchatz would be exactly like a sada, arisos and schirus mutter, kablonus aser. V'chol heter schirus dekan, and the entire discussion over here of the heter schirus, hainu shehu maskiro derech havlo imimo sachol. It's where the yid is renting it out to the guy, derech havlo of Shabbos is being thrown in and swallowed up with imimo sachol. It's a large rental, it's a long-term rental where it's not just for Shabbos, it's also for the Me'achol. Therefore, there is no problem of Schar Shabbos. Avaliyom HaShabbos L'chud Asra Afilu Basada. But if you're renting out in any of these ways the field for Shabbos, so V'gam Nisparsim, even if it's publicized exactly what's going out, it's going to be a problem. Again, Avaliyom HaShabbos L'chud Asra Afilu Basada. But if it's just for Shabbos alone, that would be Asr. Even by Asada, even if it's publicized, that would be Schar Shabbos. Zeu Iker HaDinim Shebesimen Zebik Tzara. This is the basic summary of the halachas that we're going to see in Siman Reish Mem Gimel. So now let's go to the Mechaber and we'll get clarity in what's going on. Lo yaskir adam merchat shelo le'eno Yehudi. A person should not rent out his bathhouse to a goy. Mipnei shenikra al shmo, because a bathhouse is called al shem the Yisrael. Ve'eno Yehudi zeh osu b'malacha b'Shabbos, and the goy is doing malacha in the merchat on Shabbos. He's heating up the merchat on Shabbos. V'stam merchat lav la risusa. The reason why it is usher, you can't rent it out to him, because a stam merchatz is not given in the form of a risus. Pirish, orisu ha'uved lika chelek mimashi yashbiach leba'olov. Like we explained in the Shavura, an oris is one who works for someone else, and they split the profits. So a stam merchatz is lav la risusa ovid, the amri, and therefore people are going to say, when you're renting out your merchatz to the goy, shekol ha'revach shei Yisrael. They're going to say that all the prophets are going to the Israel. And the Jew hired out the guy to work for such and such amount of money a day. And it's going to turn out, people are going to say that the guy is working and doing malacha as a shliach of the Israel. So to summarize what the Mechaber is saying so far, is the person can't rent out a merchatz to a guy, because since it's called Al Shem the Israel, and the guy is doing malacha there, and no one is going to think it's being done by risus, because it's not the way of a merchatz. So rather, what are they going to think? They're going to think it's your hired worker, and he's doing work for you on Shabbos, and that's an iser of a mirlakum. So therefore, by a merchatz, the rabbanon asered it. Aval sada mutter. However, if the Jew is renting out the guy a sada, that is mutter. Shekein derech lekabel sada barisus, because it is a normal way to give out your field to another person as an oris, where you're going to split the profits. The afal pi sheyodim shehu yishal Yisrael, even if they know that the field belongs to Yisrael, omrin, they're going to say ha'enu Yehudi lokha barisus. They're going to say that the guy took it from the yid b'derech harisus. Ula'atzmahu oved, and since they're splitting the profits, he's really working for himself, and therefore there would be no maris ayin by the sada, like there would be by the merchatz. So the whole chiluk that we see over here is that since a sada is normally done by risas, people will assume it's done by risas, which is mutter, and by a merchatz, which is not normally done by risas, they're going to say it's being done in an improper way. He's just your hired worker, your day laborer, and that will be a problem with your la'akum. So there's maris ayin by a merchatz, and there is no maris ayin by a sada. V'tanur dino kemerchatz. And in terms of renting out an oven to a goy, it has the same din as a merchatz. There would be marasayim. V'rechayim dinam kesada. And a mill, a rechayim, that has the same din as a sada, because that is normally given out by arisas, and therefore that would be mutter. We'll stop over there by the mechaber, and we'll see the mishaburas. Sivkotam aleph. Again, the mechaber said a person should not rent out his merchatz. Bein shebonohu ba'atzmo. Whether it's his merchatz because he built it himself, or even if he bought it, v'yoshabu, and now he's in it, nikra shmo alav, still it's called on his name. Sivkotan beis, he should not rent it out to an eno Yehudi. V'kol shekein liYisrael mumer, certainly he shouldn't rent it out to Yisrael mumer, the over nami mishum with the ivir losita milchshol. Because if you're going to rent out a bathhouse to Yisrael mumer, that's going to be working it on Shabbos, so besides the issue that we've been discussing, you're also going to be over on Lifnei Iver, because you're causing this Jew now to do Mulacha on Shabbos. You're enabling him to do more Mulacha on Shabbos. This reason of Lifnei Iver would apply even if it's by a Sada or anything else. Helping a Yid who's going to do Mulacha would be a problem of Lifnei Iver. So again, the Mechaber said you should not rent out your Merchatz to a Goy, because it's Nikra Alshmo, says the Mishaburas of Katan Gimel Pirish, meaning to say, Dimidina Shari Lahaskiro Laeno Yehudi Lashano Lachodesh. Like we mentioned in the introduction, really, Mikra Din, you are allowed to rent out your merchatz to a guy for a year or for a month. Sheitin Lokach Lakach, that he's giving you a set amount for the month or for the year. Bein yasik bo ha'eno Yehudi, bein lo yasik kenu. Whether the guy is going to fire up the Beis HaMerchas and he's going to use it or he's not going to use it, either way, you're getting your set amount. V'chol ha'revach yiyel ha'eno Yehudi. And all the profits are just going to the Yehudi. The Isser Schir Shabbos Leka, in terms of making Shabbos earnings, there's no problem over here. Dehom Muskeres Hilo L'Shana. Since you're renting it out for the year or for the month, there's Havloa, so there is no problem with Schir Shabbos. The Isser Damir Leino Yehudi Bevali L'Shabbos Schirus, and in terms of the Amir La'akum, for sure is not a problem by Schirus. Dele Nafshe Hu Osa, because he's not doing it for you, he already paid you, he's doing it for himself to make more profits. And therefore, Meikar Adin, renting the Merchatz to the Goy for a year is mutter. V'afilu im yeshlo le'enu Yehudi rak chelach v'revach ha-merchatz. And even if the Goy is only getting a portion of the profits of a Merchatz, like an Oris, gam kein amrina nati nafshe ovid. We're still going to say that he's working for himself. He wants to make his share greater. K'mosha kosu v'sof ha-sif, like we see at the end of the Sif. Elo. So we're seeing all the reasons why it's really mutter Meikar Adin. Elisha Osir b'choze b'pnei marisayim. The reason why renting out the merchatz to the guy is Osir is because of marisayim. Shenikres al shmosha Yisrael. The name of the Yisrael is on the merchatz. V'yomru habrios. And people are going to say, d'schir yomhu shluchuhu. They're going to say he's a day laborer and he's shliach of the yid. And therefore, since it will look like he is doing the wrong thing, it is usher simply because of Maris Ayin. Really, in Ikra Din, it's 100% mutter. There's really no problems, just the way it looks and what people are going to say, that you hired him for the day, and that's why it is usher. V'dafka k'shem maskiro l'shana o l'chodesh. This whole discussion is if you're renting it to him for a year or for a month. Aval lahaskiro l'eino Yehuda l'yamim, but to rent it to a guy just for days, she'itin lo ha'eino Yehudi kol yom v'yom she'asikeno kach l'kach, that the arrangement is the guy is going to pay you for every day that he fires up the ovens in the bathhouse a certain amount, after gamza adaite denafshe of it, even though in this case he's also really working for himself because he's making all the profits, mikomoko medina aser. That case, when he's paying you for each day that he fires it up, even though he gets the profits, that Meikar Adin will be Aser. To have a Kishar Shabbos, that is Kishar Shabbos, because you're getting paid for Shabbos alone when he is firing up the oven that day, and there is no Havlo in this case, and therefore it will be Aser Meikar Adin. V'ayin l'kamon v'simen reish men dalid, d'davar ha'aser mipnei maris ha'ayin einu aser elo rek b'toch ha'tchum shayishav Yisrael. We're going to see later on that anything that is usher because of Maris Ayin, like this case of the bathhouse, is only usher if it is inside the tchum of where there is a yishuv Yisrael. Right in the Mishaburis of Katan Dalim. The reason why we said one should not rent out his merchatz to Eino Yehudi is because it's Nikra al Shmo, and the Goy is doing Malacha there on Shabbos. And we said also because a Stam Merchatz is Lav La'Risusa. The reason why there's Maris Ayin is because since a Stam Merchatz is not for Arisus, therefore they're going to think that he's doing it for the Yisrael directly. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Dalit, the Stam Merchatz, Pirish, the Kosav Lahalan, the Soda Mutter La'Skira Mitamze, Sheyitlu Ba'Risus. We're going to say shortly in the Mechaber the reason why you are allowed to rent out a field to a Goy is because people are going to assume it's being given over to him, B'derech Arisus, which is Mutter. The Alzeh Ka'omar, on that the Mechaber is saying, the B'merchatz Leka Haytayim Alahatir. When it comes to a Merchatz, we don't have this reason to be Matir. The Ein Derech Litno Ba'arisus. Since a Merchatz is different than a Sada it's normal to give it over Ba'arisus. A Merchatz, it's not normal to give it over Ba'arisus. V'lo Yislu Gamkein She'eskiruk V'yemes. So not only are they not going to think it was given by Risus, because that's not the normal way, they're also not going to assume it was done as a regular Schirus, which actually is what happened, that is the MS, to Lo Shchiach, because that's also not so common. So since Schirus and Arisus are not common by a Beis HaMerchatz, even though you are doing Schirus, which Meikar Adin is Mutter, since they're going to assume you're not doing either of those two that are Mutter, they're going to think you're doing it in the Aser way, therefore there is Maris Ayin and it is Aser. What is the Maris Ayin? They're going to think, says the Mishabur and Sepkotan, hey, they're going to think he's doing it b'shlichuso shel Yisrael, v'zehu Isser Gomer, and that is an Isser Gomer, having a guy do something b'shlichuso of Yisrael, k'mo sha'amru b'kama m'kamos, like we see in many places, the amira la'ena Yehudi Shvus, that telling a guy to do malach of you on Shabbos is an Isser Rabbonim, v'asmechu akra, and they rely this Isser of amira la'akam on a pasuk that says, d'kol malacha lo ye'asa b'hem, that no malacha should be done on them. So the diak is veloksiv lo sasa. It doesn't say you shouldn't do malacha. Rather, it says lo ye asa. L'rames da filu ayde acherim lo yasa. It teaches that it shouldn't even be done through other people. Va'afilu kishe'usa ba'atzmo malacha shel Yisrael b'shvilo gam kein tzarech limchos b'yado. And even if the guy is doing the malacha for the Yisrael on his own, you still need to protest against him. Now I'd like to read an interesting note in the back of the Sefer about Amir al-Akum, and that is on page number 2, in the back of the Sefer, all the way at the bottom, note number 9. He writes, Ubetam ha'isr, the reason for the isra of Amir al-Akum, the Rambam writes, Shelo tehe ha-Shabbos kala b'ene Yisrael. We don't want Shabbos to be light in the eyes of the Yisraelim. So if you just tell him, better do malacha for you, it's going to be lighter in the eyes of the Yisraelim. But let's focus now on Rashi. Rashi kasav. Rashi writes in Avodah Zarah, the reason for the isra of Amir al-Akum is sha'osar lasos kem mishum v'daber dover. There's an isra of v'daber dover. You're not allowed to talk about things on Shabbos that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. U'b'mokom acher, and somewhere else in Shabbos, Rashi writes, mishum shenochri ha'mechalo Shabbos v'tzivui ha'Yisrael nechshav keshlucho shel Yisrael. That when a guy does chilul Shabbos by the command of Yisrael, it's considered that he is the shliach of Yisrael. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, shelimro she'ain shlichos ha'nochri, even though we know that halacha is, there is no shlichos for nochri, and nochri can't be your shaliach, mikomokom l'chumre yeh shlichos ha'nochri, says Aruch HaNer, L'chumra, there would be shlichos for Nachri. And now the note brings down the Shal Shu is Avnei Nezer that says a beautiful nafkamina between these two Rashis, whether the reason for the Isra of Amir al-Akum is V'daber Dover, or the reason for the Isra of Amir al-Akum is like that he's like your Shaliach. Says the Avnei Nezer, Sheshnei ha-Ta'amim Nitzrochim, both of the reasons are needed because there's a chilah between them. Sherei letam shel V'daber Dover. According to the reason that Amir al-Akum is also because of a Daber Dover, you can't speak about weekday things on Shabbos. Ain le'asar elo kisha'omer le'nachri b'Shabbos lasas melacha. Then Amir al-Akum would only be also when the actual deed word was on Shabbos, so you went against the pasuk of a Daber Dover. Avo kisha'omer lo kodem b'Shabbos. But if you tell the guy before Shabbos, lasas melacha b'Shabbos, to do melacha for you when Shabbos comes in, harei ze mutter. According to the reason of a Daber Dover, that would be mutter. According to the reason of he's your shaliach, that would be aser. Well, if he had time shall shlichus, if we only had the reason of shlichus, ein lasor eloke sheusa nochri as tzivuyo she Yisrael b'Shabbos, it would only be aser when the nochri does the tzivuyo of the Yisrael on Shabbos. Aval kasheomer lenochri b'Shabbos lasos avura melacha la'acha Shabbos. But if you ask the guy on Shabbos to do something for you after Shabbos, that would be mutter mitzad shlichus, because when he's actually doing the shlichus, so then it is already after Shabbos. But if the problem is with Daber Dover, so then you are speaking improper words on Shabbos, and that would be Usr, and that is two beautiful nafkaminas that Avnei Nezer says between the two reasons of Rashi for Amir al-Akum. Let's go back to the Mishnah Brura. We are up to Sivkot and Vav. So after we said in the Mechaber that you can't rent out a Merchatz with Eino Yehudi, because it's Nikra al-Shmo, and it's not normal to have Schiris or Arisus, therefore they will not assume you're doing it in the Mutter way. They'll assume he's Stam your Shaliach, and he's working for you, and it's Aser, and therefore there's Maris Ayin. However, we said by a Sada, it's all Mutter. What is Mutter? Zakta Mishaburis of Katan Vav. La'askiru la'eno Yehudi b'davar Kotzav. You're allowed to rent out your field to a guy for a set price. Even though the field is also called on the name of the Yisrael, just like the Merchatz, everyone knows it's your field. Anything that's mechuber l'karka, we assume the shame of the owner is upon it. And renting out a sada is not the most common thing. Still, it's permissible. Mikoma kamutter. The lo yach shedu b'sneir yom. They're still not going to assume that you hired this guy to work your field as a day laborer, which is aser. Kidem befarish, like we explained, shekein derech, because it is the way to give over a field b'arisus, and therefore they're not going to assume he's a sneir yom. They are going to assume it's done as a way of arisus, which is mutter. Well, lefikach yitlu b'arisus. Therefore, people will assume it was done through arisus. V'arisus shari. And as we said already, Arisus is mutter, Da'adayti d'nafshei ovid, since they're splitting the profits, the guy is really working for his part of the profits, he's looking out for himself, he has the money, Kidula ka'amei, the hagolak, we'll see later in the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Brura, Vaitis Sefkot and Zayin, the Mechaber then told us that a tanur is dino kemerchatz, Lahasgir tanuro lefosbo. We're talking about an oven that you're going to rent out for the goy to bake in it. So he said that tanur is like a merchatz, dino kemerchatz. Why? The tanur nami ein derech lahaskiro velitno bariso. So tanur is also like a merchatz. It's not the normal way to rent it out. It's not the normal way to give it barisos. Kemo merchatz. And the name of the al shadush l'schir yom hu eslo. And they're going to assume that he was just hired for the day, and that is usher. So the same way we have the chash by the merchatz, we will have the same maris ayin by the tanur. However, we said the Reichaim is like a Sada. Sada Mishaburus of Katan Ches, Mishum de Darko Litno Barisos Kemo Sada. Because the Reichaim, the normal way that you give it over to someone else, is through an Arisos arrangement like by a Sada. Ulefikach Lahaskiro Nami Mutter. Therefore, to rent it out as a Skiris will also be Mutter Ukedla El. The Ayin Biran de Mashma, look in the Ran who is Mashma, Din Ein Derech Anche Oso Amokom Litin Reichaim Barisos. And if it's not the normal way of the people of that place to give over the mill, b'derech arisus, so dino kamo merchatz le'iser, then it's going to follow the same din as the merchatz that is going to be usher. So it's only so long the reichayim is the normal way to do arisus, then it's like a sadeh, but if for some reason it would not be that normal to do barisus, so then the reichayim as well would be like the merchatz. The be'emes talui b'chol elu hadvarim l'fim minag ha-medina, because really each of these things depends what the minag is in ha-medina, bein l'hokel, bein l'hachmir, whether it's to go lenient or to go machmir, ukid l'akameh b'sebeis. That's where we will stop for today. Let's just do a quick summary of the beginning of Sif Al HaReish Mem Gimel. We said a person should not rent out his merchatz to a goy, since a merchatz is called on your name. It's not the normal way to do this kind of rental, which be'emes is mutter. It's not the normal way of a merchatz to do be'aristos, which is mutter. Therefore, we're going to assume you're doing it in a different way as a schir yom, which is aser. And therefore, it is maris ayin. However, when it comes to a sada, even though me'ikra adin, a sada and a merchatz are exactly the same, and the schiris is mutter, and the arisus is mutter. When it comes to a sada, even if schirus is not so regular, but they'll assume you do it by arisus. So the arisus is regular, and therefore there is no maris ayin, because they're not going to assume that the person is a schir yom. And then we just finished off and we said, when it comes to a tanu and a reichayim, in general, a tanu is like a merchatz, that it's not normal to have a barisus, and therefore there would be maris ayin over there. A reichayim is normal like a sada, because it is normal to have a barisus and it's mutter. But of course, each place has to be dammed up on its own. If in your place the reichayim is not normal to have a barisus, then it will go back to the din of a merchatz, there will be maris ayin, and it will be aser. We'll stop here and continue with the Ramah, Imirtza Hashem, in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.